Shop Woodhouse Ford first and experience the difference today. Our sales staff is here to make sure you find your perfect car, truck, or SUV. Visit one of our three convenient locations in Blair, Omaha, or Plattsmouth, or shop online at woodhouse.com. Woodhouse Ford. Build Ford proud.
I'm excited it's here. There's been a lot of times when we thought we were fighting a losing battle to get football, to have football. We didn't know if we were practicing for a reason or not, if we were ever going to play, or if we were just out there practicing for nothing, with nothing to look forward to. It's been a battle. Like I just said, I think Ohio State is probably the ones that led the battle. We've certainly been in lockstep with them to try to get football back. So I'm going to root for them in every single game except this first one.
We'll give it to Mills up the middle. Has a huge hole. Here goes Mills down the sideline. Off to the races.
The guys are excited about the challenge. Listen, we could complain about a lot of things. Our guys are just excited. They're going to be playing.
Hand off up the middle. Breaking free is Mills. Touchdown, Cornhuskers. It's kept by Martinez to the end zone. Touchdown.
They know the test in front of them. So I'm anxious to see their response when inevitably Ohio State makes a play or two on us, hits us in the mouth, scores on us, whatever happens. I want to see a bunch of guys that don't like that but aren't afraid of the next play and go out and continue to try to make great plays.
It's the Gary Sharp Show.
Woo!
On 1620 The Zone, The Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
Game day on Saturday.
Here is Gary Sharp.
Well, we finally made it. Good Friday morning. It is a Football Friday fiesta. It's our first official one ahead of a game day. As I just tweeted out, this will leave you fully husked. If not, there are certain places you can go see to get that fixed. But over the next 4 hours, it is wall-to-wall football.
That's good.
It is finally here. It feels normal on a Friday. It's Big Ten weather outside. There's snow on the way over the weekend. But it is finally here. After 8 months of bizarreness, Nebraska finally plays football. The Big Ten is back. The Big Ten is dominating the news cycle. The Big Ten, for anybody that said, Nebraska ought to get out of the Big Ten. Well, when you're in the Big Ten, you get Big Ten love and you get Big Ten attention. And whether it's in a pandemic or normal times, people love the Big Ten and college football needs the Big Ten. And you look, you have the only two college football shows that talk college football. One for 3 hours on a Saturday leading into a game, the other 2 hours on a Saturday leading into a game. I still think it's the Big Nude Kickoff. It leads into the Big Nude Kickoff. That's all I hear.
I can't unhear it because of you now.
Yeah, I got also a little nightmare that I'm going to get to here in a little bit.
Oh boy.
But both shows are on site of Big Ten games. One is in Columbus where Nebraska and Ohio State play at 11. And then you've got the primetime game on ABC between Michigan and Minnesota. The Big Ten is dominating the talking heads of college football this weekend. It's been a weird, weird 8 months. Finally, it is here. Game begins tomorrow. We'll see what is going to happen. We got a loaded show. Our usual Friday fare is here. And I know that they will all have a little extra juice in their voice because now we have something to talk about. Now we have something to look at, something to look forward to. Brian Munson's coming up a little after 11, so in about an hour. Brian Christopherson will join us at 11:30. From the media standpoint, this is going to be a very bizarre game tomorrow. The restrictions that are in place in Columbus in their press box, and Ohio State is one of the Big Ten schools that split their press box. They actually have two press boxes. Mm-hmm. They have the visiting media on one side, then they have the Ohio State kind of slash national media on the other side, but they have greatly limited the capacity in their press box. So usually the Nebraska horde that goes on the road is anywhere from, 20 to 30 journalists from print to radio to TV, website. There's only going to be 8. There's only going to be 10 people covering Nebraska this weekend, and that includes 2 from the media relations office. So it is just, it's buckle up. It's 2020. We don't know if all 8 or 9 games will be played, but we do know still that tomorrow will be played between Nebraska and Ohio State. Going to be a bizarre year. We're going to debate back and forth throughout the course of the program today. What is a successful season? Brett Ciancia from Pick 6 Previews will join us in his normal slot. Because it's not only some interesting games in the Big Ten, and we'll go through all seven games, which kick off tonight, actually. Illinois and Wisconsin up in Madison, where Wisconsin will be looking for revenge. If you want to beat your head into a wall and try and figure something out and you can't, just try and figure out how Wisconsin lost to Illinois like they did last year in Champaign. But it's the Graham Mertz debut tonight as a starting quarterback at Wisconsin ahead of Wisconsin's trip to Lincoln next week. So Brett will stop by. Plus, you've got on the weekend. Now, this is where things get real interesting. I'm sure that Ohio State's going to look for some style points. They're going to try and make a first impression. You look at the college football playoff, it's almost like they've been reserving a spot for Ohio State. Well, Ohio State's got to show up. Will they try and show up right away, or will it be clunky in their arrival? But you have Oklahoma State and Iowa State, which is a game that should be getting a lot of love. That's a monster game for the Big 12 Conference and both programs. If Ohio or Oklahoma State wins that game in Stillwater tomorrow, they're going to be mentioned as somebody that's in the playoff picture. Even if Iowa State wins that game on the road in Brocktober, where Brock Purdy is really good in the month of October, Iowa State's going to get a lot of love bouncing back from their loss to Louisiana. And all of a sudden, Iowa State would have beaten TCU, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State. I think you got an interesting game in Pittsburgh between Notre Dame and Pitt. That's on my list of games that take a look at the line. You've got North Carolina and North Carolina State. It's a great weekend of college football. Very interesting weekend in the NFL as well, whether it be the Steelers and the Titans all the way to the Chiefs and the Broncos. So we'll cover it all. Dirk Chatelain from the World Herald will stop by as well. Plus, we'll get into with all of you, what is a successful season? That's kind of the phrase that everybody's using. How will we judge this really weird season that we don't know what's going to happen week to week? Instead of concentrating on how many games have been postponed, let's concentrate on the positives, not the positive tests. Let's talk about the positive that there's things in place that we can have football. I mean, 6 weeks ago, didn't think this was going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, and the Big Ten is kicking off, and the Big Ten is everywhere. The Big Ten is getting all of the headlines, and rightfully so. Let's see how long they can keep those headlines and how long Nebraska can keep you engaged in the season by their performance tomorrow, their performance next week against Wisconsin, or throughout the entire year. So we'll talk about what a successful season looks like. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not into going, well, 4-4, 5-3. I know I've alluded to this has the feel of 4-4. Maybe 5-3, you could talk me into it. But there's other elements of this year that I think make a successful season, that lay the groundwork for 2021, that have to happen during the course of this truncated schedule where you ignite a fan base that has real optimism and real stuff to wrap their arms around as you transition into 2021, which would be the fourth year. I think those things are attainable, not only starting tomorrow, but I think during the course of this COVID 2020 season. So that's the lineup. Glad to have you in. You got thoughts on the season. I hope that you are fully hussed. If we can get you fully hussed over the next 4 hours, or we get you fully hussed now and you remain that way for the next 4 hours, that's okay. It's not something you have to call your doctor about. It's something that you probably haven't had for a while. I mean, let's be honest. You may not have been fully hussed for a long time. And that's okay. That's why we're here. That's our job to do today. To get you ready for the season. Also, there is last night, I told you it'd be a great bad game. It actually was a great bad game between the Eagles and the Giants, and it showed you how wonderful the NFC East is, that in the National Football League, we have a division like that we just, I mean, you can't make stuff up. All you needed to know was how the first half of that game went last night and how the game ended to go, oh, that is so on brand for the NFC East. Plus, Game 3 of the World Series tonight. I know, got a lot of plans tonight. You're probably looking to do things. You may be getting ready for your home tailgate tomorrow. I imagine we'll see a lot of pictures and a lot of stories about home tailgates and, you know, something unique. You know, staying home from the bars and the restaurants, and you're staying in your driveway or in your house. Maybe you're watching one of the TVs you've won here on 1620 The Zone. But we do have what I think is a really, really good matchup tonight in Game 3 of the World Series. I know I'm in the minority. George, I know I'm in the minority. I'm going to watch the World Series. Not a lot of people are watching the World Series. Back-to-back games where they've recorded record low viewership. There's a lot that goes into that. We don't have time for that. It's a Football Friday. But you got actually starting pitchers in baseball that are good, that may pitch more than four innings. Actual starting pitchers in Buehler against Morton tonight, Game 3 of the World Series. As always, you're welcome in. Your thoughts on the upcoming season. What constitutes a successful season for Nebraska? If you want to go record, that's fine. I'm not going to go record. I'm going to go some benchmarks that have to be hit during the course of this 8-9 game season. 951-1620. You can always email us into the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary or George at 1620thezone.com, or on the JTAC Construction Twitter feed at GarySharp1620, at MyIcesBlack04, at GarySharpShow, the official Twitter handle of the program. A little bit later, we will give you another opportunity to win a TV. How are we doing? Are we in a good spot?
I think so.
Okay, so we're still on the same one from yesterday.
No.
Oh! So the Googlers out there won, yes. And they Googled the phrase, and they called in and won.
Yes, the Googlers won.
Okay.
Shout out to you.
So Googlers, really during this whole contest, it's like Googlers 6. people that listen to the station and recognize a drop, like yeah. 5. All right, so we'll do that at 12:25. That will come your way. All right, George, are you ready? Are you ready for this? Day after your birthday, how are you feeling? How's the head?
Great.
How's the heart?
Better.
Okay.
Great.
You had a good birthday?
I kept it very chill. I didn't do much.
What people don't know is you're going to go crazy this weekend. Not sure what happened there. Might want to disinfect that muff. All right, 10-12 on the Gary Sharp Show. I'm into protocol. I mean, we're very into sanitizing around here. George, make sure you clean that muff after that cough. Predictions. This all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, because this was on my door when I got home yesterday. My friend Chad, who is the my UPS driver, is going to give us predictions week by week. He has chimed in with his prediction for this week, so we'll share that a little bit later in the show. Gary Sharp Show, off and running. It is a Football Friday fiesta. Time to be fully hussed. When we come back, little bit on what makes a successful season, but what does tomorrow look like for Nebraska? And this is also year number 3. So what happens with the head coach? What constitutes a successful season when we judge Scott Frost? Now, he's not going anywhere, not on a hot seat, but again, this year, there has to be something during the course of the year to ignite a fan base that says, all right, I see what you're cooking, and I am belling up to the table and I'm ready to go. What does a successful season from that standpoint look like? We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show right here on The Zone on a Football Friday fiesta.